Got network correspondent Jim Roop on the line with us, and we don't get to talk to Jim very often because he's on the West Coast, but he decided to get up early this morning just for you guys. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you. And don't hold that against me that I'm out here in L.A.
Oh, we won't. We won't. We'll do that. Hey, Jim, tell us about the cyber attack on Friday. The country's never seen anything exactly like this, right?
Oh, the world's never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
Talking 29,000 institutions in China have been affected, 600 companies in Japan, the German railway station, several hospitals, the British health system has been affected. This is what's called ransomware. It's not like a phishing kind of attack where there's a link and it steals your credit card information or your passwords. This actually holds your computer ransom. And you pay either $300 for this particular version. You pay either $300 or $600 to for the hostage takers to release your computer back to you. So this is pretty bad.
Now, this is not. Is this going to affect the United States or portions of it, or do we even know?
They believe the U.S. is next. Absolutely, on the trail of this thing. The problem is, well, here's the issue is somebody found a kill switch that was built into it over the weekend. Some 22-year-old researcher in Britain who works for an L.A.-based company found, by accident really, a way to stop the spreading. However, what they believe is there are other variations of this ransomware out there called WannaCry, and you do WannaCry. The moment you see that red writing on your screen saying you cannot access this data unless you pay this money, yeah, you WannaCry. Wow. So it's called that. They believe that there's other variations of this thing out there and that companies in the U.S. or even individuals could be next.
That's really interesting, and the fact that the solution, at least temporarily, was really by accident. How did the guy do that?
He was searching or taking a look at the malware behind the ransomware, and he noticed that it was pinging to or reporting to. You know, when you search a website, for instance, you send your computer looking for a website domain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing was connecting to domains, a domain name that wasn't registered.
Oh.
So this guy took $11 and he registered the domain name, $11. He registered the domain name just to watch it, just to track how this ransomware was working.
Yeah.
And he found built into this domain was in the hard code, was a kill switch, if you will. So he was able to stop the spread of this particular system. The problem is, as people come to work on Monday now, and they turn their computers on, there's going to be more people that are affected. So this largest hack in history could even be larger. And not only that, but it attacks computers that are connected to the computer it's affected. So when you turn that computer on, it's going to worm its way into other computers. And again, there's other variations of this that might be out there to affect other computers too.
If it does infect your computer, what do you do?
Either pay the ransom or buy a new computer.
Really? That's the only two choices you have?
Right now, those are the only two choices. And it's happened here in Los Angeles before. Last year, a hospital, the computers were taken hostage. However, it wasn't $300 to $600 in Bitcoin. It was $90,000, the ransom was, for that computer, for the hacker to release the computers back to the hospital. And they paid it because you have to make the decision. If you wake up and your computer's hacked or if it's ransomed, you got to make the decision. You're either going to pay it or you're going to throw it away. Because there's no other way to do it, unless these people are caught, and they live out there in the wind. It's really hard to catch them, which is one reason why they use Bitcoin as the payment, because you can't track that either. So unless they are caught and forced to release the computers, the user has to make the decision either to pay the $300 to $600, or that data wasn't important, and they just buy a brand new computer.
So the chances of actually catching those hackers, slim and none?
It's pretty slim. Yeah, it's pretty slim. Not that it can't be done. They have experts working on this, the gray hats we call them, people that are hired by the white hats to do the work of the black hats to figure out ways to get around it. So that's where this researcher came from. He's one of those gray hat guys.
Yeah.
So it I mean, we could track it. I don't know anything about it. They could find the guy. I got a 10-year-old next to me explaining all this stuff to me, just you know the truth.
Oh, that's funny.
That's the work.
Yeah, I'm always saying that, too. We're going to know. No, we're not going to do anything. They're going to do it. Hey, Jim Roop, it's really a pleasure, sir, and thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Hey, anytime. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.